They have 3 to 5 minutes to share. And behind you, for all of you speakers, you'll be able to see on the back wall, there's a timer. So hopefully we will not break any records tonight of how long someone goes. But the way it works, speakers, is if you start, it turns red, you need to stop. It turns red, you need to wrap it up. So, and that way everyone gets enough time and the people who are cheering at the end don't feel like they've got to rush through it because, you know, their kids are screaming and, you know, teachers are crying out for God's mercy. So, okay? All right. Well, again, this is our Thanksgiving of Praise. It's a night where I've invited people to come up and share what they're thankful for. And I'm actually going to invite two people up at first, Tanya and Brian Helms. So why don't you give them a welcome.
Are we going to use that on Sunday morning? Just wondering. Okay. For those of you,
okay. You've got a clock. All right.
For those of you that don't know, I'm Tanya Helms. This is my husband, Brian. So I just want to start. I want to say that I'm thankful for him, and I'm thankful that God made him just for me. And I know that if it wasn't for him, that I wouldn't be, you know, who I am today. And so he's an amazing husband and father and soon to be grandfather, in case people don't know. And he's always giving unselfishly of himself to make sure that we have, you know, what we need. So then I'm thankful for trials. And I know that's something odd to maybe be thankful for. But, you know, James 1, 2 and 4 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." It's through the trials that I'm challenged, and out of that outcome is growth in me and every part of my life. So, and it reminds me to focus on what's important. Oh, my papers are backwards. So, and then I add this quote. It says, "Trials only last a little while in comparison to our eternal salvation." And then also, so I'm thankful to be able to serve others. And this is something that I figured out during a trial. And at the time, I was struggling with, you know, what is my purpose, you know, and I was in a really bad place. So then the women's ministry started going through Mark. And then we get to Mark 10:45, and it says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." And with Jesus being my example, I knew that my purpose was to serve others. And that's where I find my joy. And when we were going through that teaching, I was listening to Pastor Gibbs' teachings through Mark. And he was saying that joy, that through serving is where you find your true joy, if you serve in the right order. And he said, joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. And for me, there's a lot of truth in that. And so also, I'm thankful that for the past 18 years that we've been at this church, for the people that have served my kids who are now in their 20s, and then we have Brian, who's 8. And then also that we've been able to sit under a great teaching of truth and application from Pastor Gibb and now through Will. So thanks.
Hello. My name is Brian Helms, and I'm extremely shy. So if you've ever tried to talk to me out there, I probably didn't talk back much. I'm thankful for all that God's ever gave me. The wonderful wife, beautiful kids. I told you I'm extremely shy. I just thank God for Jesus, that he loves me, that I know who he is, and that he gave me the ability just to stand there and say these few words. Thank you.
Isn't that an awesome start? This night's always wonderful. I always look forward to it, you know. Touche, Tanya. Spoken by someone who serves every week in the children's ministry. So, yes. So, who's next? Nathan Larson.
I was not expecting to go second, so which leads me into the next part. So I had a dilemma. My dilemma was what to talk about. So was it like, you know, talk about Thanksgiving, what it means to be thankful, or just write a list? And I decided to procrastinate. So now I'm here, and I have a list. this will lead me into I wanted to thank certain people for, you know, their impact in my life. First off, Mom, just want to thank you for, you know, everything you do for us, me and Alex. You've always been there for us, and you've been an awesome mom. Next would be my grandma and grandpa. Really can't describe the impact you've had on Alex and mine's life. Even in the short time Carrie's known you, you've helped us so much already. For those of you who don't know, when I was 9, my father passed away and whatnot, and to fill that void, my grandma and grandpa have been huge influences on Alex and mine's life. And then that leads me into the next person, Kenny. Also extremely thankful for you, because God definitely filled the void of, you know, missing a father in those years with you. You've been awesome. You've been everything you could want in a father and stuff. And I know usually a lot of people don't have good relationships with, you know, when another man tries to fill that void. And he's just been a godly man, and he's done his best, you know, to be there for Alex and me. Then brings me to my beautiful fiance, who I get to marry in a year. Less than a year now, because we've already hit that date. So so hopefully we don't procrastinate, because then we'll be in a lot of trouble. you know, you've really been a blessing to me from God. I can't really... You're tender-hearted. You put up with me. That's golden right there. next brings me to my little brother, Alex. He's the guy that was playing guitar earlier, for those of you who don't know. He's been awesome, too. He's just super funny. I always love having him around. Where? Can't somewhere. Oh, there he is. I want you to know, not only am I thankful for you, but I'm really proud of the man you've become and whatnot. You know, you've come a long way. I'll never have hair as cool as yours, but... then I want to give a shout-out to Justin and Shelby Avila, because, you know, life's just fun hanging out with you guys all the time. You guys are awesome. The whole Avila family, pretty much. It's just fun having you guys. Next, I really want to thank Pastor Tom. The Christian life, especially if you're raised in it as a kid, it doesn't seem like, I mean, hopefully this isn't like heresy, but it doesn't seem like the fun. It's not the attractive life. Like, you know, when you're growing up and stuff, there's all these things that you want to pursue and chase, but, you know, they're harmful, they're not good for you and whatnot. And the reason I believe what I believe and who I am today, I want to thank a lot of that to Pastor Tom for, you know, being such a strong rock and, you know, sound teaching, you know, teaching us apologetics and all the good stuff, you know, that really helps you defend your faith and then not only just believe in something, but know why you believe it. And then with all that, I just want to thank God for, you know, he's always faithful to us, even when we are not. And then on top of that, like, just he's always so good. And, you know, I'm constantly reminded of how wicked of a person I am and whatnot, and how he's just always there. No matter how far you run, he's there to, you know, be there for you. And then I just want to give a special mention to Justin Reyes, Paul Borkin, Peter Reyes, and Peter Vassbinder. A lot of you guys have been, you know, really influential people. Like, if I ever find myself needing prayer or, you know, someone to talk to, you guys are always there for me. So glad to have you guys in my life, too. And that's it.
I think we all men aspire to have Alex's hair. Amanda, you're next.
Okay. Good evening. So I have like an infinite amount of things I could be thankful for, and I'd literally be here forever talking to you guys. So I'm just going to focus on one reason why I'm thankful for our Lord Jesus. Last year, for several months, our son Troy would wake up once or twice a month randomly and just throw up. And we had no idea why. He wasn't sick, because the next day he would be fine, run around, and everything was good. So after a few times of that happening, we called the doctor, and the doctor said, maybe it's just heartburn or acid reflux. So don't give him anything to eat or drink like an hour before bed. So we did that, and it seemed to work for a while. And then it started happening again. And we were praying for God for help. We called the doctor again, and he said, take him to a gastroenterologist. So I made the appointment. And, of course, it was like a month away, so we waited. And Troy seemed to be doing fine, so I was, like, starting to doubt it. I'm like, maybe he's fine. He doesn't need to go see the doctor. But the devil will do that to you. He will put doubts in your head and your mind so that you won't go and get the help that you need. Then, a week before Troy's appointment, something terrible happened. We were at dinner, we were all eating, and Troy wasn't hungry. He wasn't eating. His tummy was hurting a lot. He was feeling really tired. We tried to put TV on so that he could watch it and be distracted. That didn't help. We tried to give him a warm bath, thinking that would make his the pain go away, and he fell asleep at 8 o'clock. Which is really weird for him, because we usually don't get him into bed until 9:30, and then he's falling asleep like around that time or later. So we called the on-call doctor, and then we had to wait and wait for them to call you back. And you're all nervous and everything and just praying and everything. We took him. Thankfully, we have a Nightlight Pediatrics that's like 2 minutes from our house. So we took him there, and they're like, they told Ivan, you got to take him to ER right away. So he called me up, and he's like, hey, they told me I have to take him to the ER right away. And I'm like, okay. And so I called up my mom to come so that she could watch Maya, and it was like 1 a.m. by this time. And so she came right away, and while I was waiting for her to come, I went on Facebook and like, wrote out to the woman and asked for prayer and everything. And then I started to feel like a calm and everything. But he told me that the doctors thought it could either be constipation, which he had had before, or I have a hard time saying this word, intussusception, which is a serious condition in which part of the intestine slides into an addition and part of the intestine. So, like, his intestines were not the way they should be. So then my mom got there. I left. I drove to the hospital. A lot of the times they have to do surgery to fix it. And for Troy's case, he just had to have an air enema, which was really, really painful. Ivan was trying to be there for him, and he actually ended up, like, almost fainting. So anyways, that happened. That happened. And then so we saw the gastroenterologist a week later, and we found out that Troy had celiac disease, which basically gluten, when he eats gluten, his body attacks himself and his intestines get damaged. So we took gluten out of his diet, and now he's basically a completely different child. He has much more energy. And I found out later on that the nurses told the nurses told Ivan that he basically saved Troy's life. And so that's why I'm thankful for Jesus, because not only did he save us all from our sins, but he also physically saved my son's life that night. So, okay.
It's
This is important, you know, why we interact with each other. We don't just come to church and, you know, oh, good sermon, Pastor Will. I mean, I have some stories I can share, and if you've come here long enough, you'll hear them over and over again. But everybody, every one of you has a story, many stories of what God's done in your life. And so that's just one of the reasons why we do that tonight. Thank you, Amanda. Next is Adrian.
All right, first off, I want to thank Pastor Will for giving me the opportunity to speak to you all about my testimony and the things that I'm grateful for. I just want to say I'm thankful for this church, that God led me here to meet all of you, such wonderful, loving, caring people. That while I was here, I moved here about a couple months ago, so I was new, I was alone, but God showed me His love through you all. I'm extremely grateful for my family, my friends, and all the people that have been there for me. I wouldn't be the person I am without them. I'm so thankful for all their love, their support, and appreciation. I'm thankful for the simple things we have: food, water, a house to be in, a bed to sleep in. I'm thankful for my life. One of the biggest trials in my life began when I was only a month old. When I was born, I was a pretty healthy baby until I started throwing up all that I ate when I reached a month old. My parents took me to a pediatrician who changed my diet and gave me medicine that helped with my vomiting, but I started convulsing and throwing up in my sleep. I was only 12 months old at the time, and I only weighed 13 pounds. The average weight of a 12-month-old male is about 24 and a half pounds. We changed pediatricians, and she referred me to a pediatric gastroenterologist. The new doctor said that I possibly had a brain tumor. So my parents, they scheduled an emergency brain MRI the next day. My parents prayed hard that night, and thankfully the results had come out negative the next morning. The doctor was really positive that I had this brain tumor. He had never been wrong about a diagnosis ever in his career, but God surely proved him wrong. Trying to figure out what was wrong with me, the doctors ran many tests, and the doctor finally came out with a new diagnosis. He said I had pancreatic enzyme deficiency. It's also referred as exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. It's a rare condition that had no cure whatsoever. He said I would have to take enzymes for the rest of my life, starting with 12 capsules a day. My pediatrician told my parents I was going to struggle in school and sports due to my condition. Over time, the pediatrician decreased the doses until he saw that I had no need for them anymore. There was no more sign of the condition. I was healed. 5 years later, we moved to South Korea. And to add to the complications, I was referred to a genetic specialist in a hospital called Tripler in Hawaii. They wanted to diagnose why my right ear was so narrow. I had problems hearing through my right ear. There we found out that I had hemifacial microsomia, which is a condition where one side of your face is noticeably smaller than the other. And we were told by the time I hit my teens, one side of my face was going to be noticeably smaller than the other. So the doctor told him my parents to work on my self-esteem because I was not going to look pretty when I was in my teens. And also, he said that I was actually misdiagnosed with this pancreatic enzyme disorder because there was no cure. But I asked, was it a misdiagnosis or was it the work of God? I strongly believe it was the Lord that did the work here. He healed me. And my parents strongly believe that too. And they told that doctor that God had healed me, that He has the last word over my life. And now here I am today, alive, healthy. My face is equal in size. Sharing how thankful I am for my life, for everything. I'm not supposed to be alive, but God had defeated all odds against me. Finally, I'm thankful for the Lord's never-ending mercy, grace, and love. Thankful that He chose me, that He chose all of us, knowing some of us may never choose Him back. I'm thankful for His gracious gift to us, and that is our Savior, Jesus Christ. That through Him I am saved. Through Him we are all saved. All we have to do is repent, ask for forgiveness, accept him into our lives. I'm so thankful for his love, love that never fails, never gives up, and never fades away. I want you guys to remember that the Lord has a purpose for you. Never give up, never lose faith. Be thankful for everything, in everything, for it is an act of obedience to our Father. It is his will for our lives. Be content. God will come through in all your trials and make you stronger, make you more mature as a believer. Cherish your loved ones and show them how thankful you are for them this Thanksgiving and every day after that. Don't take anyone or anything for granted. Count your blessings and give thanks to our gracious Father. Thank you, guys.
God, he is still in the business of doing miracles, isn't he? Amen. He's still in the business of doing miracles. Well, every one of you is a miracle, and our next miracle is going to be Brenda.
Yes, I am barefoot because I got here, my shoe is broken. So that's my first trial tonight. But you know, throughout my life, people have asked me why I'm always smiling and laughing, and there's really just one answer for that, and that's the joy that Jesus has given me as he's shown me his faithfulness, you know, time after time after time in my life. And like so many have said before me, there's so many things to be thankful for and to speak of. You could go on forever about it, but there's a couple things in my life I want to focus on tonight. So since I was young, I've always been really shy, very quiet, and some people mistake that for something else. I was told in junior high, a friend of mine told me that everybody thought I was stuck up because I didn't talk. So it's something I've always felt kind of insecure about, and I really struggled with fear throughout my life. And it's definitely a path that God has led me on through my life to recognize his presence and his faithfulness, and how when I trust him, there cannot be fear, because trust and fear cannot coexist. So I'm so thankful for that, and he continues to show me just in so many ways how that's true. The fact that I wanted to be a teacher when I was young, but I was too afraid to go into teaching when I got old enough, and I went into counseling so I could work with people one-on-one instead of stand up in front of people like this and talk to them. But he led me gradually to teaching through some crazy things, and that's a whole story in and of itself. But definitely it's something he has just been showing me throughout my life, is the strength that I can draw from him, and how I can trust him to walk through every door, to take advantage of every opportunity, so that I can be his vessel, that I can be his instrument, a blessing. And so I want to talk about two people in my life who mean the world to me. And the first is my husband, who I've been married to for 22 years now. And we talk about, it seems just like yesterday that we were married, and sometimes it seems like we've known each other forever. And he's my rock, and in so many ways, God has just shown me just so many things through him. Has shown me strength and courage, and you know, and all that we've walked through together. We call our trials adventures. That we've been through. So many adventures, and they keep going on. But our big adventures have started well before we even got married. But he had a heart attack actually about 15 years ago. And when that happened, every day since then, he's just been a gift to me, a treasure. And I recognize that like I never did before, just what a treasure he is to me. And the ways he encourages me and builds me up and has shown me, you know, how to trust in the Lord and walk day by day with the Lord. And that other gift is my son, Tyrese. And he brought him into our lives. I think it's been about 6 years now that we've been together as a family, and the gift of him has just been incredible. He has a tender heart who's turned toward the Lord. He's brilliant and inquisitive, and but above all that, it's just how soft his heart is for the Lord that I love. And so they're my two treasures that I'm most thankful for, and who show me day by day grace and mercy and love and patience. And so I guess to bring that all together, I'm thankful to the Lord so much for his faithfulness and how he showed me to trust him every day. I trust my husband to him. I trust my son to him. I trust my life to him. And there's more story behind that, but that's for another time. So my favorite verse I have to share is 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
Thank you, Brenda. Well, next, someone with a new last name. So, Leah, will you come up?
So, yes, I am thankful for my new last name and for Paul. And just being able to be here, and how amazing God is, and how he takes something and it looks to the world nothing and insignificant, and how he is able to bring life and make it something beautiful. My childhood was kind of, a little bit crazy, and I don't want to get to all the details of that, but basically in and out of foster care, and didn't have the perfect childhood. But fast forward to the age of 14, I've already was adopted at that point. I got adopted at 12, and I'm not sure how many of you guys knew that. But I remember at 14, I got down on my knees, and I really completely gave my life over to God. I was already a Christian, but I really wanted to serve him at that deeper level. And just throughout, even through my childhood, how much he's surrounded me with his protection and his love. And honestly, it wasn't until a few years ago, though, that I realized how much his love really means to me, and that I actually started receiving that love, if that makes sense. We can know what love is, we can read about love, but really understanding the depth of God's love and this ultimate sacrifice that he goes through for us. And that became super real because of a lot of events in my life and how I felt unworthy and insignificant. But God continually reminded me that if I receive his love, he's got so much for me. And I've always dreamed about Prince Charming. And also having a really awesome job that makes a difference, and just also being able to minister and share his love, and taking what my broken childhood brought to be able to share his love to those that need hope and help. And I'm so grateful that God just took me and helped me to be able to share that love to everybody he brings. And it's not because of me, it's because, I received his love, so how can I not share that? And I'm just thankful for all the people that he's brought in my life, and my adopted family, my new adopted family, the Reyeses, and and just everything that he's brought into my life. So pretty much, that's it.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Leah. All right, Chris, you are next.
Hi, my name's Chris Priceler, but a lot of people call me Crispy, and you'll have to ask me later how I got that nickname. So technology, I'm into technology, so I brought two backups and a paper backup in my pocket. So when Pastor Will asked me, I said thank you, but immediately I turned to my wife and I said, I'm the most unlikely character to talk about this topic. You see, I'm just, the reason that I'm unlikely is that I struggle with being thankful. In my past, I have had the ability to, I got off topic here. So I have everything to be thankful for. Great church, hot water, you know, that's important for showers. A fantastic wife who adores me for some reason. I have obedient, smart, and healthy kids most of the time. And one thing that's kept me going for the last 15 years is that my wife and kids still laugh at my jokes. Sorry. One reason I struggle with being thankful is in the past I've had the ability to do just about anything that I set my hands to do. And because of this, I had the tendency to steal God's glory and take it for myself. This created a very unthankful heart, especially when things went wrong, because I did the work, I get the credit, right? Or the blame. What I am truly thankful for is that God's patience with me as he's slowly weeding that tendency out of me. Being the unlikely character that I am, I do want to share an unlikely scripture with you. It's 1 Chronicles 15 and 16, where King David set up his first worship team, his first worship leader, and he gave them the first hit single that David wrote himself. I encourage you to read it before Thanksgiving. They even had a Thanksgiving feast. And some people say that Pastor Chuck was the founder of the Calvary Chapel movement, but my wife says, no, it was really King David. So check it out, 1 Corinthians 16. In this song, and I'm going to go way over, I'm sorry. I'll try to. David outlines who we're to be thankful for and to, how to give thanks and why we give thanks. The simple who is that all the earth, all the nations, and all that call upon the name of the Lord. And the Lord is in caps, and it's our personal name for God, so we have to have a personal relationship with him. The how is a little bit complicated. We're to give thanks to the Lord. We're to call upon his name. We're to make known all of his deeds that he's done for us and through us. We're to sing to him, and that's part of giving thanks. We're to glorify his name for all of the things that he's done. And lastly, we're to rejoice in his holy name and the power of his strength. Finally, the why. It's easy. For his mercy endures forever. That's why we're to give thanks to God. All throughout Scripture, we see angels and saints singing about the mercy of God. And the best definition that I've ever heard of about mercy is a regard to the miserable with an effort to relieve it. And that's what God does for us. I am thankful for God's mercy. As I get older and my flesh becomes less capable of accomplishing the impossible, I find myself calling upon the name of the Lord to actually get up in the morning and do anything. And that's kind of what he wants. He desires the credit for all of that he has done for us. So I'll leave you with one last thing because I have 22 seconds. I asked my 8-year-old daughter, she just turned 8, I said, what do you think the word Thanksgiving means? Without hesitation, she said, to be happy to have the stuff that we have. Using that definition, I greatly rejoice in all the stuff that God has graciously given and done through me, for me, and in me by the power of his name. From one unlikely character to another, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chris. Is Loretta out, Jacob? Is she here? All right, Jacob, you're next.
I thought you were going to call my mom and not me. So over the week, I had a kind of a struggle of like what I'm truly thankful for because there's just so much. And thankful for, like, obviously I'm thankful for my family that provide and take care of me and love me, and my friends as well that love me as well. But I wanted something deeper to be thankful for. So it actually hit last week, randomly out of nowhere, someone was like, hey, I want to challenge your faith. And he threw this really weird thing at me, and I was like, no. I didn't want to talk to him because I didn't know if I had the strength to protect my faith. So I went to someone who did, and I asked Justin to help me. Justin's the leader, one of the leaders, and he said his debate was really laughable, which I found that really hilarious. Anyway, Justin wrote this really long thing, and I was like, that's nice. I think I'll copy and paste and then... and so I sent it to him, and he was like, that's nice, you've only answered 2 questions. And he's like, I have more. And then he just floods my like messages with like so many things. And I was like, okay. He threw Bill Nye here and there and stuff. Anyway. And then last week, he tried to prove that Jesus... like resurrection was like wrong and didn't really happen, and I was like, you know what, I don't, I'm tired of arguing with you, so I simply just told him, I was like, no evidence that you or anyone else comes up with will stop Jesus Christ from coming back. And he kind of stopped there, and which was, thank God. he stopped, and he really messaged me after that, and hopefully, I don't know where he is today, but I hope he's pondering that, what I just said. And that brings me to what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I actually had that somewhat little courage to defend my faith, because I know that's really important, especially nowadays. And I'm also thankful that I have that hope that that Jesus is coming back. And we don't know when, but he is coming back, and that's something to be looking forward to. And that hope gets me through my days and my trials. So, yeah, that's what I'm thankful for.
We have wonderful folks from, you know, all spectrums at our church. You know, those who are, you know, high school, those who are newly married, those who have been married for 20 years, those who have been walking with the Lord for 2 days, and those who have been walking with the Lord for many years. And so that's why we do this, because you get to meet all sorts of folks that maybe you might not normally, you know, bump into. You might not normally have a conversation with, and you get to see what God's doing in their hearts and their lives. So next is going to be Anna Rosa.
Get these on. My goodness. God bless you, everybody. I'm so happy to be here today. I want to start reading a psalm. It's on Psalm 3:3-4. It said, "But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill." And it said, life experience, me being a Christian, I was born a Christian, which I'm very grateful, because God is an awesome God, and I cannot have it another way. You know, being thankful for being born a Christian taught me so many things, even though, you know, my father died in 1983, and my mom, just not somebody that I can say I'm here because of her, because I'm here because of her, because, I was born, I'm not as a Christian, because she was never faithful to God in a way that she denied God, and she's living with me, and her life has changed a little bit, and I'm hoping that God will be merciful. I keep asking her that she needs to, you know, get to God, but always praying, and all the prayers that I've done, I've seen God so in so many ways, done so many grateful stuff in my life. I changed me from the bottom to where I am today. And I'm thankful because I live because of him. And we live and we can give. And that's the way I see life, you know, because he's been a grateful God. And I would never end all the things that God has done to me. You know, not being able to have children, and they're giving me 4 wonderful children. They all serve the Lord. And seeing how, in so many ways, when I lift up my voice to him, and he has hear me, and I feel undeserving. It seems that I'm not, you know, why? You know, because God is so good, because my faith is in him. When we have put faith in him, and we cry out, and we put everything that we, all the problems, all of the trials, all of the difficulty, even the way that you live, that you feel like you are not right, and you be able to put it in God's hand, and being able to see God transform us, you know, and making us different, and making us in a way that we feel better, and then the way that God have asked us, add us, all of the things that we ask, and we feel so grateful for him. I feel grateful this year that it's been a year that is so many tragedies, we still live here, standing, you know, and I'm grateful for my family that even though one of my brothers lost everything, he's still standing, he loved God. I want to share a poem that I felt in my heart to write about my thankfulness. I feel very privileged to being born in Christianity, learn the Bible, memorize verses and psalms, especially Psalm 1. Blessed is the one man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. My family was very poor, always struggling for money, for the more that I tried to get ahead, the less I saw the honey. I learned to give what it was God's, and helping others, God opened his windows in heavens and made me prosper. God gave me 4 wonderful children and 7 grandchildren, all serving the Lord. What a blessing. Even though I have had my up and down as anybody else's, God has never abandoned me. He has taken care of me as his promises. I thank God for my life, my health, and my wealth. I thank God for my children, my mom, and my pets. I thank God for my church, CCO, Calvary Chapel, Orlando. I call it CCO. For Pastor Will, my brothers and sisters in all. Today is Sunday, November 19th. With all of the tragedy encountered this year, we are so grateful to be alive in 2017. And all I say, happy Thanksgiving and cheer. Amen. God bless you.
Well, the timer worked. We are to our last speaker. Strangely enough. So, yeah. So, William, you've got like 12 minutes. You're good. So, That's right. William's going to be our last speaker, so let's welcome him.
Thank you all. I was gonna use Philippians 4, but you guys have already talked about that. And I was like, wow, that's really awesome. I have so many things to be thankful for, as everyone else does. But as my wife was telling you, I had a massive heart attack 15 years ago. I really shouldn't be here. What they call the widowmaker, that was 99% blocked. And usually when that goes, you're usually not around to tell about it. So I had that, and I had 100% on the other side blocked. Before that, as some of you probably know, I have type 1 diabetes. I've had that for all but 18 months of my life. I have had to learn to lean on God a great deal. And a few years ago, I decided I was going to live by a motto that God's been working in. And it basically, it says to, I'm going to live towards God, and I'm going to live it through the power of Jesus so that I'm walking in the Spirit of God. And I've been focused on that, and I've been really so blessed with my wife of over 22 years and my son. He's such an awesome young man of God. If you haven't met Tyrese, you are just missing out. I have all these things that I'm thankful for, and the Lord gave me a verse some time ago, Isaiah 26:3, which is kind of the sister verse for Philippians. And it says, Isaiah 26:3 says, thou dost keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And that perfect peace idea is the Hebrew shalom, shalom, which is peace, peace. And it's, if you can understand that double portion of peace, or that staying focused on him, it makes everything just so powerful to live, and to live for him and to stay focused on him. If you can keep your eyes, and that becomes part of the struggle, to keep your eyes focused, and that's part of the struggle that I've had. So having diabetes and having had a massive heart attack, and I'm thinking, okay, so I'm going to stay focused on God. In March of this year, I was given the diagnosis of cancer, and the doctor was telling me I had cancer, and I was kind of like, huh, okay. And I was like, most people that I've heard talk about having cancer are like, oh, I didn't hear anything that God said. And I was like, okay, well, all right, well, yeah, God's pretty good about these types of things. So we had that taken care of. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing that if you just give God these things, there's a lot of ups and downs in life, and there's a lot of things you're like, I really shouldn't be here today to tell you how awesome God is. But if you can keep your mind focused on him, cancer or diabetes or any of the other massive things I have going on, God will lead you to a place where you just have these awesome friends, a church that Pastor Will has been like talking about my life every week for I don't know how long. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to work on that one too. Okay, thanks. I'm just so thankful for his messages, for the friends that I have, for the new friends that I'm developing, for my wife, for my son. I want to thank you all for putting up with me. If you see me meandering about and you're like, I'm not being very talkative or not understanding what I'm saying, it's probably because my blood sugar is low. So just bear with me. It happens at all sorts of periods when I'm speaking, when I'm not speaking. I want to thank you all for this year, for Greg's, for the Bible study at Eastside. That's been just such a blessing to me. There are so many things that I'm looking forward to next year, and I'm just so thankful that I have this year and what God's been doing to look forward to next. So thank you all.
Wow. I am very thankful for all the people who shared tonight. So let's give them a round of applause again. The worship team doesn't know what to do because normally it's like 8:45 and they're like, are we singing? And I'm like, no, no, we have to save the children. So we're going to go ahead and sing tonight. So let's all stand and I'll close this in prayer, and then we're going to worship the Lord, and then we're going to have some pie. So Lord, we thank you so much for the rich testimonies of everyone who shared tonight. Lord, I'm thankful for them, and I know everyone else is too. Lord, what a great evening it was. And Lord, our desire is that we would maintain these thankful hearts, Lord, that we would think on our own lives, Lord, of maybe similar trials or maybe radically different trials, Lord, that we've gone through, and that we would purpose in our hearts to look toward you and to say, Lord, thank you, and then to list them out. To say, Lord, I'm thankful for this and this and this. Lord, it's your will for us that we be a thankful people. And so we choose that tonight. So bless our time of fellowship afterwards as we have some yummy food and we hang out with one another. And then, Lord, as we go from here to be with our families and friends, Lord, that we would exude that attitude of thankfulness and shine as great lights for you. In Jesus' name, amen.